searching for velocity-dependent dark matter annihilation signals from extragalactic halos, by Eric J. Baxter et al. We consider gamma-ray signals of dark matter annihilation in extragalactic halos in the case where dark matter annihilates from a P-wave or D-wave state. In these scenarios, signals from extragalactic halos are enhanced relative to other targets, such as the galactic center or dwarf spheroidal galaxies, because the typical relative speed of the dark matter is larger in extragalactic halos. We perform a mock data analysis of gamma rays produced by dark matter annihilation in halos detected by the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. We include a model for uncorrelated galactic and extragalactic gamma ray backgrounds, as well as a simple model for backgrounds due to astrophysical processes in the extragalactic halos detected by the survey. We find that, for models which are still allowed by other gamma ray searchers, searches of extragalactic halos with the current Fermi exposure can produce evidence for dark matter annihilation, though it is difficult to distinguish the P-wave and D-wave scenarios. With a factor 10 times larger exposure, though, discrimination of the velocity dependence is possible. This was searching for velocity-dependent dark matter annihilation signals from extragalactic halos, by Eric J. Baxter et al.